Parting shot, Josh Groban, Level B1. When I feel uninspired or depressed, I try to think about what lit that fire when I felt that inspiration. By Anna Menta. Everything that's happened has been unexpected, Josh Groban says of his career. As a teenager, he studied acting, but that high lyric baritone, as he once described his voice, could not be denied. By 2007, Groban was the number one pop artist in the US, thanks in part to his 2003 hit, You Raise Me Up. In 2016, he was offered a starring role, the melancholic Pierre Brzezinski, in the Broadway musical Natasha, Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. An electro-pop musical adaptation of War and Peace that got him a Tony nomination. Along the way, the charming Groban was offered TV cameos, The Office, The Crazy Ones, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and somehow Andy Breckman, the creator of Monk, saw his resume and thought, TV star. On his new Netflix dramedy, The Good Cop, Groban is Tony T.J. Caruso, a by-the-book New York City police officer. Tony Danza plays his dad, a disgraced ex-cop. The 10-episode series debuts September 21, which also happens to be the release date for Groban's 8th studio album, Bridges. The timing was perfect, he says of The Good Cop's 4-month shoot. It fit right between finishing the album and going on tour, beginning October 18th. When I was done, I got to grow my beard out and make music again. Your good cop character is obsessed with the rules. Can you relate to that? So much. When I was 5 years old, I stole a dog tag from a pet store just to know what it felt like to steal, then started crying on the way home. My mom said, "Why are you crying?" I said, I stole a dog tag. At the time, I wanted to be a cowboy. So my mom goes, "Josh, cowboys don't steal. We should do what cowboys do, which is to give it back and apologize." Of course, I learned later that cowboys steal all the time. What was going through your mind when you wrote your latest single, Granted, with Tony Gadd and Bernie Hermes? We were watching the news and thinking about the political divide in this country. A lot of young people feel discouraged, like their voices don't matter. When I feel uninspired or depressed, I try to think about what lit that fire, when I felt that inspiration. Music is what did that for me when I was younger, and we wanted to write a song that could do that for others. It may sound cheesy, but sometimes you need that message. Is it true that your terrier, Sweeney Todd, is featured on Bridges? His essence is on every album. He's always under the piano or in the vocal booth. If you were to isolate the piano or the vocal track, you would totally hear his dog breath or the clip-clop of his claws. It's the floor cut.